Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 3rd, 2021. My name is Adeline and I'm your phonologist for this week. Rocco listened to a thunderstorm on the 5th near Hawk Ridge and also Tuesday morning the 6th. There was a lot of lightning and thunder. David noted the storm continued throughout the week. The birds are returning north. White swans have been seen flying in our area Thursday, April 1st. Fox sparrows with their long red tail returned also on the 4th. A sharp-shinned hawk visited Miss Teegee's feeder on Monday the 5th. It wasn't interested in seeds, but was looking for a small bird for its lunch. It had a beautiful gray back and red eyes. On Tuesday the 6th, a great blue heron lazily drifted from a pond and flew away. Also, a loon was heard and seen Tuesday on Lake Superior near Brighton Beach in Duluth. Red-winged blackbirds were also seen on the 6th. Taylor has been seeing a lot of bald eagles on Highway 61. Jason saw a killdeer in his yard on April 4th. Javi has seen a lot of robins lately. Cade saw a massive V of geese on Monday the 5th and also observed two ducks floating on the river, also on the same day. Finn found a martin chasing his chickens, and Lissa spotted a fox on the highway on Tuesday the 6th. Did you know that frogs are able to withstand freezing during the winter? They have a kind of antifreeze that forms between their body cells. As the temperatures have been in the upper 50s and the ground is slowly thawing, the wood frogs have come out. They were heard on Tuesday the 6th. Cade saw two frogs on his front porch on April 7th. Kurt realized the ticks are starting to come out and want to cling to people. Phoenix heard spring peeper frogs in the swamp near his house. Javi has been boiling lots of maple sap this weekend. Caleb has been noticing lots of buds on the trees, and everything is getting greener with the rain. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.